gunk out?
I did one more. One more blow before we started. Wait, that sounded wrong. Yeah, I did. Yeah, there's no other way to put it.
Welcome in to the morning reboot on Q105. It's 5:46 on Wednesday, February 13th. It is Valentine's Day Eve. I'll come back to it. Let me get us started up here. $1,000 payoff. You can still win that shortly before 9 o'clock, your very first national keyword of the day to win that money. If you hit our Q105 Facebook page, you can see a lottery winner who showed up to win their money with the Scream Ghost Face mask. Hopefully you will call us or text, or if you win, and then pick up your money unmasked so we can see who you are that won money here in Toledo. 419-240-1055. Please call to be a part of the show or text. If you want, the number works both ways after 10 o'clock if you missed the show. And today you should not, because there are one, two, three, four, five. There's five delays. I'm sorry, four delays, one closing, Monroe Public School. That's it. Everybody should be good to go. Mm-hmm. So Jerry Anderson, wake up, fire up that BG school district bus. So we'll keep an eye on that, but I think we're good to go today for that. So text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get the podcast link after the show. On today's show, how bad is it? Is it terrible parenting if you let your kids be bored? We'll also do a panel full of ladies. I want to ask about your creative thinking. That's in the 7 o'clock hour. We have Queen Latifah tickets. The show is Friday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday at the Perry Style at TMA. We have tickets for Queen Latifah shortly after 8 o'clock. 90s or now rap lyric. We'll have some dogs come by with my friend Laura from the Lucas County Canine Care and Control. And we'll wrap up the show in just a couple of hours. 4 hours from now, most like tweet of the morning. The morning reboot, 5:48. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
I'm here. Day 48. I mean, hour 48.
Of the sickness?
Yes. I feel better.
Well, this is the cold part.
Yeah, that they warned me about. So I feel like it's exiting.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And we talked about this on the air from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
I think real science has debunked a lot of mom science.
Right.
Don't go outside without a coat on. Don't go outside with a wet head.
Yeah.
You're sick. Pound vitamin C. All that nonsense. Look, and I loved my mom dearly. But all that stuff was total junk science. It's mostly nonsense. Mm-hmm. But I think my mom used to say that when the cold transitioned to your nose and it was all like all gunk and you're mm-hmm. blowing your nose and it's just snot after mucus,
mm.
then I think the cold...
Such a lovely word.
It is a good word. Urban spelling bee. M-U-C-U-S, mucus. I think when it gets to that point and you can get all that phlegm up from your throat, I think it is exiting your system. So shout out to mom for that one.
Today's the day.
If I'm wrong, do we have any doctors that listen to the show? Call.
I feel like that's right, because I feel like there's two times where cold is awful. When you feel it coming and when it's leaving your body.
Feel it coming, baby.
Like when you're actually like during the moment of sickness, you're just like, okay, I'm riding the waves. But when you know it's the last days, you're like, you get anxious. You're just like, get out of my body. And I feel like Friday I'll be, we'll say 92%,
Then you'll go get blasted all weekend, weaken your immune system and get sick again.
No, I've been good the past few weekends.
I want to congratulate myself.
Yes. I'll congratulate yourself with you.
Thank you. I'll save you some room on my back when I pat myself.
All right.
My day yesterday was kind of quiet, but I'd like to look at yesterday as a win and not tempting fate.
Mm-hmm.
It's disappointing and troubling that so many people lost power, but for the obvious reasons. There's some places that have opened up as Red Cross warming shelters. Mm-hmm. We can get to that shortly in our news segment. I think more and more people are getting their power back, which is a good thing. So I didn't lose power.
Yay.
No branches fell. And more importantly, the back padding comes from, I didn't slip and fall.
I did. But okay? Yay. I'm good. I'm a big person, so we're used to it. But I know how to fall correctly. You don't fight it. You just go. Mm-hmm. You just go. I think that's where most injuries happen. You try to brace yourself for impact. I'm just like, I'm going down. Gravity, you win, sis. Girl, take me.
What part of your body did you fall on?
Right on my side, my hip. And I got cushioned, so it was fine. It was actually on my way to urgent care. And I plopped because I was like, I think I'm dying more. But then I was like, you know what? Let me take my big butt back upstairs and go right back to sleep.
Urgent care?
Yeah.
What for?
I just felt icky. Like I said, I was anxious. I just wanted it out of me. And then my mom was like, just give it more time. So maybe that was a higher power saying, take your butt back inside. Well, I don't even know why you're driving right now.
It was your mom. She's like,
she put those black mama energy out there, yeah. The black history month. That was her black mother clapback. She said, he thinks he's slick. I'm sure my mom has voodoo dolls of my sister and I. Yeah. And they move around on this weird chessboard. And she's like, he's on the move. And she flicks me in the head. I'm like, now I have a headache. You know what I mean? That's how I think. I swear that's how I think.
I think you would have wasted the trip. That's why I suggested that you call Kroger.
And they did. And she told me, and actually, I don't even know why I didn't think about calling my sister who works at Mercy. Mm-hmm. And she told me cortisone cream for the itch. And she said, they probably told you to take Benadryl just so you could sleep and sleep it off.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're good. We're good, though. Although, I'm very upset that I got a text yesterday, and I'm going to call this person out without names. They said I was faking.
Really?
Yes. Someone said I was faking my call off, and I was highly offended. I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm running a 99.9 temperature, and I believe that a white person said that I looked white yesterday. So
I said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you looked white.
Yeah, so I'm not faking. I'm
pale.
You
were definitely. I don't know about your fever. Do you want me to do the old mom thing?
Don't touch back my of the forehead.
Hand. Back of the hand.
We do that where I work. And I'm like, all children feel warm to me. If you had me do that as a parent, my child would have a fever all the time. Like, he's dying. Like, no, Mr. Anderson, get a thermometer. You're fine.
No, you weren't faking yesterday. So yeah. Somebody at your other job said that you were faking.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Cool.
Was it also? Was it Christina?
No, it was no. Actually, Christina, Alana, and Dina, I showed them my rash yesterday, so they knew I wasn't kidding. And the other person heard me throwing up my life in the bathroom. So this is someone unrelated who I don't really work with all the time. And I don't know if they're being sarcastic, but it's okay.
I'm surprised that you don't have, by the way, it's 5:53. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd. Queen Latifah tickets after 8 o'clock this morning. I'm surprised you don't have just an impenetrable immune system from being around those kids. Like a doctor or a nurse who works around sick people all the time.
You can't because they're kids. Each strand of that virus is different or a cold. Or it could be... We could be clean. We could be clear for a week, and then one kid comes in, and if you work in childcare, you know that you should just be quarantined all times, but a child won't get what they need.
Right.
Another and kids are gross. They don't cover their nose. They just snot everywhere. And sometimes I forget that I work with kids, and I get angry. At you. I'm like, why don't you just cover your nose? And I'm like, wait, Floyd, they're four. They're probably about as miserable as you are, so you have to put yourself in that mindset.
Just another reason my kids are horrific.
Mm-hmm. I don't want any.
They're filled with all these diseases and germs, and they don't cover themselves.
And they're selfish.
You should hand out those little masks when they come in, even if they're not sick. Just because I don't want your kid germs.
I should wear one.
Now, yeah. Knock on wood. Since we've been quarantined together in this studio for, it'll be 2 months on the 17th. You should wear a mask, but I'm surprised I haven't gotten sick.
But I'm pretty good with my germs. I wash my hands regularly. I just noticed there's hand sanitizer, which would be my friend today. And I cough in my shoulder, in my elbow. I know the protocol.
That stuff looks more... Old. Decorative. Well, old, yes. Old. More decorative than anything else.
Do they make that brand anymore? I'm still going to use it. She there.
That actually might be to give you germs than to help kill them. Disappointing that a lot of people were without power yesterday for obvious reasons. And all of my social feeds, which these days is Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, not so much with pictures, but Facebook and Instagram. It was literally every other picture was, look how beautiful winter is. And then right below it to offset that beauty was somebody like the situation you had where somebody's branch broke and it was on top of their car or they had to clean up parts. And this is like that doesn't happen in the summertime.
Mm-mm. And my poor neighbor, God bless her soul, she's waking up to a branch on her car today. Not as big, but she's still gonna wake up. She gotta move it.
Messy day.
It was a messy day. I don't know if you, I'm trying to think of how your house is. Do you have trees around you?
Yeah, in the back. In fact.
Oh, so like hearing the ice hit your house is probably the most terrifying thing ever. Sounds like bombs of like little thunder hitting you. You're like, okay.
I heard it a little bit. I was reading something on my iPad, and then I heard the tick, 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 tick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, there's nothing I can do about it.
No.
And thank God my anxiety's under control.
Right.
There's a tree out back, and you nor no one has been out back of my place because it's been winter since I've moved in.
Right.
There is a tree or some kind of shrubbery that's tied to the building, mm-hmm. and I have to find out whether the HOA... or I'm responsible for that, or if I just go do something about it, if I violate the HOA.
Oh, okay.
But there are a bunch of trees in my backyard, and one of the things that always kept me from house hunting in years past was most people look at the curb appeal of a place,
yeah.
the kitchens, how old is it, what they can do with it. I'd be like, look how big those trees are. If those trees fall, you're done.
Yeah.
But there's insurance for that. But I would not want, as everybody found out yesterday, nobody wants a tree falling on anything.
And even that respect, when my mom bought her house, she fell in love. Like, it was her house. She's like, oh, I love it. However, fast forward 5 years later, when the tree root was growing through the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, definitely got to take all those things into consideration, so... Hopefully that part doesn't hurt you.
Yeah, it is eerie. You see the beauty of it, and then you hear the creaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you had seen this. Many people talking about the post that I just mentioned were like, it's not rain. It's the ice melting and acting like rain.
Mm-hmm. And my friends, that's where flooding comes in.
Not yet. I mean, it did get pretty warm yesterday.
Yeah, but did it? Was that warm?
It was for like 2 minutes.
I was like, because even when I was going away to urgent care. I did go grocery shopping yesterday, so I was out for a bit. But I was like, where's my 41 degrees I was promised? It was freezing.
One day last week when we got up to 58, or whenever that was, I too was waiting for it. Because throughout the day, it felt like it was 38 or 28. And I looked more closely, and it was one of these things where it's going to pop up to 58 at 4 o'clock and then drop right
401.
Back down. Yeah, plummet to 40.
So I guess they didn't lie. We did have a high at some point.
Didn't lie. It got there. 558. Are we going to do a little would you rather?
Yes, sir.
All right. Challenge my mind today. I'm ready to roll. If you'd like to play with us, keep the number close to you. In fact, save it into your phone, 419-240-1055. 559. It's the morning reboot. Good morning. It's Wednesday, February 13th.
Q105.
First chance of the day to win the $1,000 payoff at the National Keyword happens just before 9 o'clock here with us in the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. You can call and play along with Would You Rather if you'd like. You can text to 419-240-1055. Don't get too close. You can hear the germs coming out.
I know. That was actually real. Ooh.
Four delays and one closing, Monroe Public. Everybody else is good to go this morning.
I think Monroe's the Door Street of Michigan. They forget about it.
What do you mean?
Because they don't clear it.
Oh. All of it?
I'm sure Monroe has more clearance than Door Street does. Door Street was still kind of slick today. It wasn't iced over. It was just slick. And I was like, where's my salt?
I was careful when I went outside this morning because I woke up and I saw the snow outside.
Mm.
But when I went outside with the boys, the snow was covering the ice. So I was still careful. I don't want to fall. I don't want to have to go see Dr. Fram, my chiropractor.
No. I have a chiropractor too. He's good.
Would I rather or would you rather? You can call and play if you'd like, 419-240-1055. You can also text in your answers if you'd like. And you can also, if you want to hit up the Facebook page, you can do that. There's a preview there, or actually the story that we'll get to in about 15 minutes of a new animal at the zoo. Always one of my favorite stories. And other animals are in the news as well because of what happened last night. And we'll have a dog here later on.
I know.
So when I go home, I will be assaulted by my dogs.
I have this
Who are you cheating with? Who are you cheating with?
Right. Who is this other dog?
God, I keep. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I keep thinking about a third dog. And one of these days, man, can't do
it. Well, remember what Janet said. You're going to have a new addition in your life within a year or so.
But she said person at the end of the year.
Well, you also consider dogs people.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so.
I know. More, more, more animals, less people. All right, what do you got for me here?
I'm
ready to awaken my mind.
Awaken it in deep thought. Remember, you can play along with us too. Would you rather run at 100 miles per hour or fly at 10 miles per hour?
Ooh. Fly.
I'm the same way. I was thinking the same thing.
How come?
You just take it all in, scenery and no rush. I feel like if you're running 100 miles per hour, you're just blazing through stuff. As with, I feel like flight, if you're that person, you can take it all in. Although 10 miles per hour is kind of fast, too.
I am impatient, but I was thinking along the lines of what happens if the ground actually is lava. I can be above it.
Okay. Well, you're going for a dark, morbid side.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Look, when things hit the fan here, I want to be able to verify that I was the smartest one by still being alive.
While everyone's burning, you're just floating above them like, hey.
Yesterday, there was... there were a lot of power lines down because of, you know, the snow and the ice and the wind. And it's a good time to cull the herd a little bit. God, pick that up.
God, no, are you population controlling us?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, now that we've almost cured AIDS, right?
We're in a good path.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. Knock on wood.
We're getting there. So you, drop the power lines, boys.
Horrible.
Girls.
Yeah, whoever. We're not. Oh my God. We're all inclusive with your death here, okay?
Yeah, I know. It's very Thanos-y. It's very random. I'm not going, although, but if you subject yourself to your own stupidity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know there's those people out there. Oh, I'll just move this out the way. Yeah. And you're like,
Let me make the oldest reference I'll probably ever make on this show. Didn't we learn watching G.I. Joe with The More You Know not to pick up live power lines?
Oh, my God, with the wrestlers?
Yeah.
I do remember that.
All right, what's up?
Here we go. Would you rather... I lost my track on my list. I have a good list here. Here we go. Would you rather be able to talk your way out of any situation?
Already can.
Or punch your way out of any situation?
That one, punch.
Punch your way?
I've never learned to fight. And on my bucket list, do you have a bucket list that you'll never get into, that you'll never do? It's like wishful thinking.
Yeah, but mine is more of a fear thing.
Like jumping out of an airplane?
No, going in a hot air balloon.
Oh,
my
yeah.
sister did it, and like it looked beautiful and fun. And like she actually, I think it was like her first and only live video when she went to New Mexico. And I was like, oh, that's something I've always wanted to do. She's like, you should do it. I'm like, no, I'm not paying $50 for my death.
Yeah, there's...
Because I just automatically go through that. Because, like, how many... Okay, so remember back in the day, like, when they used to show, like... It was, like, maybe one balloon, but in my head, it was, like, 80,000. They used to, like, fly in the power lines. But they go way above power lines anyway. And I don't even think they start hot air balloons. And I just think about the worst of the worst situations. So, for me, my bucket list is to go in a hot air balloon. But I know that once I'm, like, 50 yards from one, there's, like, this invisible fence that I'm never going to go past.
There's straw... between you and 1,000 feet.
Right, and that noise.
I'd much rather learn how to fight.
Than get a hot air balloon?
Yeah. Was that
but to talk your way out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good one, though. What else?
Would you rather reverse one decision you make every day or be able to stop time for 10 seconds every day?
I don't think I make a lot of regrettable decisions, so I'll stop time. What about you?
I'm an after-the-fact person, so like because I'm that person, I would reword this. Would I rather reverse the decision the next day that I made before? Because like, I'm a dweller to think about, ooh, maybe I said something that shouldn't have went that way, or maybe cutting off the wrong person. Like I think back the next day. Like I don't think I could do the everyday thing. Like, in that moment, like, ooh, let me reverse this, because what if I F up
right
20 minutes later? So I probably do the 10-second thing if I have to do that day.
I would play a lot of practical jokes, too, if I could stop it.
Sorry, I'm joking, dying.
No, let's wrap that up there.
So okay, that's cool.
We have a lot of news to get to.
Yes.
New animal at the zoo and winning animals here, 619. That's in just the news you need to know. Coming up.
Q105. Real news and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Bedford closed today.
Oh.
Some other delays. On our Q105 Facebook, actually go to 13ABC if you'd like to see these closing in delays. Mm-hmm. There's about 10 of them to get to. The American Red Cross of our area announced they're opening a shelter for people who are without power and need a place to stay until their lights are back on. The shelter is at UAW Local 14, 5411 Jackman. They're providing snacks and water, but ask people to bring their own pillows and blankets. Trash pickup is backed up one day for the rest of the week. I know we went through this over the last couple of weeks, so if your trash pickup day was yesterday, it's been moved to today, and this should all be cleared up by Saturday. So trash delay or trash pickup, and I'm guessing recycling as well, any Republic Service stuff, will be backed up a day. Got it?
Got it.
Everybody got it?
Because today is my trash day, so tomorrow, which will work out perfectly because I didn't take it out.
And I saw somebody tweet us last night to remind people that if you come to a four-way, if you come to a light that's blinking and the power's out, you treat it like a four-way stop. And this is why we should snap some people away. Who doesn't know that? Somebody doesn't.
Some people don't.
I don't get.
There are times that I have to wait. Oh, you know what the worst part is? That four-way stop at in Spring Meadows. Right when you turn into that area where, like, Target, Party City, like...
Gotcha.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because there's multiple lanes.
Yeah. And there's times I've sat there for, like, people taking their time. Like, two... I don't know how to describe a four-way stop, but, like, it's more like a six-way stop, and you're just waiting there. You're like, yeah. Really?
Because some people who are going one direction are arriving to the stop sign from one direction or going different ways.
Yeah.
So far as I can remember from learning how to drive, it was... First one to arrive at the stop sign, and then the person on the right.
It's like in a circular motion. It's not hard, people.
Some people's circles go a different way.
Yeah, clearly.
So Monroe Street is built up downtown quite a bit, but what about just outside of downtown from the Art Museum to Upton Street? Well, it's not. So the city's going to pay $20,000 to study how to lure businesses and jobs to that area. Councilman Tyrone Riley says the stretch of Monroe Street has been grossly neglected. And by looking at the crime rate, education, and poverty levels in the area, he says the city will have a better idea how to create a stronger economy there. He says we want to make it more attractive for residents, more attractive for the whole community. Just don't get rid of that little spot where there's probably a check cashing place, and it's across from the Rite Aid and McDonald's. It's Detroit and Monroe, I think. There's a delicious Chinese restaurant there.
Let me tell you, that is my mom and I think that's the best Chinese place in Toledo.
Yeah, and it's not safe for the most part.
But if you order, you go in, go out, you go home, you eat it.
Right, that whole little spot right there, it's not the safest. But you know what? If you want good food, if you want good Chinese food, the less safe the neighborhood, the better the Chinese food is.
Yeah, because they're in that neighborhood. They know it's going to be delicious. And also, if it's next to a 99-cent store, it's even better.
Yep. There is a new addition to the Toledo Zoo. We don't know the sex, though. The zoo announced yesterday the birth of a polar bear cub on December 9th to female, Crystal, and male, Marty. Crystal's 20, Marty's 22. Crystal and Marty. Sounds like a nice Sylvania couple.
It sounds like a good old sitcom, too.
Mom and exactly. Mom and baby are good to go. They're secluded in the den. And again, the zoo staff don't know the sex of the unnamed cub. The pair is being monitored through cameras in the denning area. As they would in the wild, mom and baby will remain tucked away until the cub grows. Polar bears, cubs typically weigh about a pound at birth and measure about 12 inches long. And they grow quickly thanks to the mother's milk. Wild bears typically do not emerge from their dens until the cubs are 20 to 30 pounds and can safely travel on the Arctic sea ice. Once they leave the den, Crystal and her cub will be off exhibit for several weeks while the cub continues to grow and get stronger in a specialized holding area. The cub is the eighth born at the zoo since 2006. The last was Hope, born in December of 2015. She's now at the Hogle Zoo in Salt Lake City, having moved there in late 2017.
Well, this is the perfect weather to have a polar bear.
I know. I know.
Good for you, Crystal, holding out.
In other animal news, a Shih Tzu because I don't want to say it the other way. It sounds like a curse word on the air.
You're
from
right.
Monclova Township, from a Monclova Township breeder, took top honors in his breed at the annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show last night in New York City. Hallmark Jolie Rocket My World, I think I read that right, bred known by Luke and Diane Eric of a Hallmark Jolie Kennel, beat eight other Shih Tzus on Monday and advanced to the toy group ring that night, but did not place in the group. The Arrits did not catch back up with the Blade, seeking a comment. The story is from the Blade. This was the dog's second year at Westminster, having been awarded the title Select Dog at show last year. An English Springer Spaniel from Toledo was given an award of merit in the breed. Crossroad Jokey Hill Big Girls Don't Cry, or Fergie.
I like
that. Co-bred and co-owned by Lori Green of Crossroad Springer. She had earned the best of opposite sex title at Westminster last year. These, I never knew that these categories had such wild and outlandish names, but
that's good. I like it.
I would like to see this implemented here, but driving while holding a cell phone soon will be illegal in Battle Creek, Michigan. The Battle Creek Inquirer reports that a new ordinance goes into effect Friday. But police don't plan to ticket drivers just yet for typing, scrolling, or talking on phones without the use of a hands-free device. City officials say enforcement will start in earnest after signs alerting motorists go in later this month. A first offense carries a fine of $100. I see people on 75 driving at high speeds with their phone like this in their hand, and I want to honk at them to like get there, but then I realized
that would distract them, and then
they crash and die. Now, if they crashed into the median and didn't injure anybody but themselves, I wouldn't feel so bad.
It's a good would you rather. But no, I see it all the time, and I've been guilty of it too, but like now that I have like it hooked up through my phone and I have my little mount there, I don't really hold it in my hand at all. So
I hate this. I'm sorry that your phone call is getting in the way of you driving.
Let me tell you, it's like my biggest pet peeve when Janelle is on the phone and like swerving from side to side. I'm just like, I'm just trying to get to work, ma'am. Pull over. It's like, get a mount. If you got this talking speakerphone, mount. You can go to Five Below and get one for like Five Below. Yep. You know what I mean? So there's no excuse to even have it in your hand.
Especially if you have a newer car where one plug connects everything through your dash.
Right.
I used to be against like self-driving cars, but people not being able to get rid of their phones out of their hand is why we're going to have self-driving cars.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
Last story. I figured this would hit home with you. In Evansville, Indiana, a school board has rejected calls for the removal of its three library board appointees following criticism of a library program in which men in drag will read to children.
Oh, the drag story time. We do that here in Toledo.
The Evansville Courier and Press reports that opponents of the Drag Queen Story Hour program are urging the cancellation of a February 23rd event. Local pastor Wayne Harris says young children lack the maturity to independently process what is being presented at an event featuring drag queens. A similar event in suburban Detroit also generated opposition.
Really? Then don't take your child. Okay, so this... Finding my words. So don't take your child to a circus because they can't differentiate your clown from a human being.
Right.
That is the dumbest argument I ever heard in your life. You need to pray to Jesus, pastor, whatever your name is.
Oh, Jesus is where he's getting this screwy information.
Allegedly.
Right.
Come on now.
His interpretation of Jesus.
Girl, bye. I'm going to write him a word strong. Then you know what? Then don't have children come to your church because they can't differentiate a story hour than you preaching from the Bible. There I said it.
From fiction, from nonfiction.
Right, whatever.
6:40 with the morning reboot on Q105. An update with Jussie Smollett. He passed over some phone records, but why? And why didn't he pass his phone over as well? We'll do that before 7.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Matt.
Win tickets to go see Queen Latifah Saturday night. We can do that after 8 o'clock this morning on the morning reboot. 90s or now, rap lyric. Because Queen Latifah, amid one of her great things, she was a rapper in the
90s. She was.
UNITY.
You got to have unity. Right?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's after 8 o'clock this morning. 6:53 on the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd, you can text 419-240-1055. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Pretty much everybody's going to school today with the exception of some things up in Monroe and Bedford. A couple of delays, but it looks like we're good to go for this morning. And I said after Halsey without me, Ashley, because she just played with the letters in her name.
She did.
We saw during her SNL performance, she put up the back wall was all the text messages from G-Eazy, who cheated on her, and that's why they're not together anymore. And she, so I figured we could play with the letters in your name.
Okay. See, I only have one vowel. Is it weird?
Doesn't matter.
Sometimes why, though?
Yeah.
Just so, why my name act like a vowel this time? Even though it's next to
we can make it act like one.
So what would it be?
I don't know. We've got, so F-L-O-Y-D. So we've got five letters we can play with. Let's see if
we have to write my own name down to figure this out.
Let's see if we can't come up with the best sounding iteration of the five letters in your name throughout the course of the show.
Got this. I got it. Okay.
Other than that, Jussie Smollett pushed back yesterday to the Chicago Police Department that said he provided limited and redacted phone records to detectives who were investigating his report that two men beat him while shouting racist and homophobic slurs. Jussie's the victim here. Any redacted information was intended to protect the privacy of personal contacts or high-profile individuals not relevant to the attack. That statement comes less than a day after police said that Smollett's phone records did not meet the burden for a criminal investigation. Police asked for Smollett's phone records because he was on a call with his manager, Brandon Z. Moore, during the attack. On Monday, Smollett handed over the redacted phone records after the department publicly stated he had declined to give them his phone. But the department sent a statement, Smollett's records were limited and redacted. Chicago PD spokesperson told The Wrap, usually when we ask people to hand over their records, they just hand over their phone. Usually famous people aren't asked to give the records over.
So, to add to the story, when he handed everything over, it was an edited PDF.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You think does something smell?
So, here's the thing about this, and I don't dispel that he was attacked in any way. However, I need to be that black woman looking out the blinds at the next door neighbor going, Every time there's a story, that every time there's like new information about this, it just, me as a gay black guy, something doesn't seem right. I'm not calling him out on something. Maybe just something went awry.
Could it be there was definitely an attack?
Oh, there's no doubt. Like his
propelled by hatred, but maybe he was on the phone with a. I'm just recklessly speculating.
Yeah,
maybe he was doing something slightly illegal, not talking to his manager. I don't know.
I don't know. And even when you just said that, it's okay. So I don't know, and I'm not, because I feel like every time I would discredit him as a victim, and I don't want to go that route. But there's something's not adding up, because this is for him to be a high profile person. This is taking a lot longer than Miss Susie Sunshine, who gets hit by her husband, and they're like on it right away. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's so high profile, and there's people following him everywhere. But there's like a block of like an hour and a half where there's not paparazzi around him, like. Literally, there's the time frame from when he left the hotel, went to left the airport, went to the subway. Like, he was being followed by paparazzi. But after subway, between that 45-minute time frame, there was no one around him heading to his hotel.
Right.
So, like, for me, like I said, I'm not discrediting that he was attacked. It's just...
What was he up to otherwise?
Right. And for me, I would hate for... when this comes out that he fabricated something and discredited himself as a victim,
right,
while also still being a victim. Does that make sense? Like, I don't take away that he got attacked in any way whatsoever.
He was selling fentanyl.
Not even that. Like, maybe he was, because when he was attacked, it took him like another 45 minutes to call someone to say he was attacked. Like, even his manager was like, call someone right now, and he didn't do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he was spitting off at the mouth at the wrong people. But there's so many angles you could look at that. Maybe they started with him and he went into defense mode. I understand that very well. Someone comes at you, you come back. You were just outnumbered. So there's so much. I can't wait till more information is released, because this could be a bright beacon for queer LGBTQ people of color to have a voice when something like this generally does happen, and I hope that's the case here. But like I said, every time there's information, I'm that black woman in the mirror, in the blinds, in the window, who is just like, what is going on here? So, like, I'm going to keep an eye on this because I'm invested just like I'm sure many people are.
Mm-hmm. What's Daniel Radcliffe up to? First of all, he has a new show, he has a new show coming to TBS called Miracle Workers. He's 29 now. Obviously, he came to fame by being Harry Potter through all the iterations of those movies. He says, I'm sure there will be another version of it, some other version of Harry Potter, that is. I know I'm not the last Harry Potter I'm going to see in my lifetime. He's absolutely right. He also questioned when they'll reboot this thing. He's intrigued to see how long the existing films go without a reboot. It feels like there's a sacredness around them at the moment, but that'll go. The shine will wear off at some point. It'll be interesting if they reboot them and just do films again or do a series. I'm fascinated to watch. He also has been kind of linked to Marvel when they recast mm-hmm. Wolverine, that he would play that character. He spoke to IGN that he's open to joining another film franchise, whether it be Marvel or another project of trilogies or whatever it may be. Any project that the script is good for, I would be into. I can completely understand why directors would be hesitant about putting me in a franchise because I have a lot of baggage from another franchise, so I can see why that would make people not want to do that necessarily, but I would be very happy to. Look, I've never seen the Harry Potter movies, but I identify him with Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. I've seen him in other things, and in what I've seen him in, and I know he's done some very quirky films, I think he is acted out and past Harry Potter. Plus, he was a kid during that stuff.
Yeah.
Now he's an adult, so I would, if I were a company, I wouldn't hesitate signing him up.
And he also did that thing that, keep in mind, remember when Disney stars transitioned into adulthood, so they had that wild period?
Mm-hmm.
He had that, but he did it on Broadway. He was, I think it was Equitus or something like that.
He was naked, right?
He was naked the whole time, and I think that was one of those things where people were just like, oh, Harry Potter is a grown man now. We shall call him Daniel. You know what I mean?
Can I throw this out for thought? Is it also easier for a male to do this rather than a female?
Sure.
And I haven't given thought to why, but Zac Efron popped into my head. Or look back to the Mickey Mouse kids, like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, like, oh, for sure. Like, even if you don't have... Yeah, because, like, the guys don't have to go that crazy over... Look at Miley Cyrus, sexualized her out. Like, we thought she was crazy, but she's like, no, I'm just letting you know that I'm also not Miley. I'm not Hannah Montana. So, like, I think guys have the easier transition where girls have to do that outrageous thing. And if they don't do it, you sleep on them. Like, Vanessa Hudgens, she never had, like, that. I don't think she has that star power of the Zac Efron. And they started in the same franchise together. You know what I mean? So, it's definitely harder. I think definitely harder for a female actress. And also, you also don't, and I'm guilty of this too, sometimes it's weird to see your favorite television character be a human. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, we all know that I'm a Raven Simone fan, and, like, when she was on The View, I was kind of just like, shut up, where's that quirky spitfire comedian I know? But they are real people, and they have to do that transition. You cannot be a child. I think Michael Jackson or someone said you can't be a child forever. So when you do childish things as an adult, you look awkward. So that's why I think it's harder for a woman to transition to, like, adult stardom or even adulthood.
So this Oscars thing has really blown up because a lot of important people, including Alfonso Cuarón, and we're talking about the Oscars pulling 4 awards off of the broadcast. Alfonso Cuarón, who is responsible for Roma, he is a multiple nominee for producing, directing, writing, and all the Roma stuff, fired off a tweet.
And the favorite, for most part,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's won in the past, and he will likely win again. In the history of cinema, masterpieces have existed without sound, without color, without a story, without actors, and without music. No one single film has ever existed without cinematography and without editing. So this is a big firestorm, and I understand even like people like Cuarón and actors who have said, you made a mistake pulling these from the broadcast. I simply ask you, what do we cut out then?
I'm gonna overcut his statement. We don't care. The general public does not care.
The viewer, I agree.
We don't care. And like, I get where you're coming from as a professional, and you wouldn't be here because of the people behind the scenes. But I'm telling you, I'm invested to see what Lupita Nyong'o, Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Lawrence, what they're wearing on the red carpet, and who actually wins. That it's a sad truth. we as the general public don't care. We don't care.
You're 100% right. And even to Cuaron's words there, we don't care about the technical aspects mm-hmm. of movie making. We care about what you just talked about, how we see and who performs what on screen.
Well, and to take that respect for someone who's like, well, I care. Well, look at it this way. Think of the Grammys that happened this Sunday. A lot of artists weren't there, and a lot of people accepted that. Like, accepting for Childish Gambino is producer, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, who are you? Get mm-hmm. off the stage. I don't care. And they're legit the people behind it. But listener, I'm like, not the artist.
Think of all the great producers of songs that we love and adore. Okay, I'll give you an example, but not necessarily a good one. Mm-hmm. We remember the Dr. Luke and Kesha story.
Yes.
So obviously, he's probably some level of a skeez ball.
Oh, okay, yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, that story really never had an end. But if you took all of his songs off the radio between like 2005 and 2010, we'd have nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Nothing. And so, you couldn't pick him out. I don't know if he's black, white, Asian. I don't know if he's 4'2".
I don't even think he's American.
He's not. I think he's from the Max Martin group for the Backstreet Boy thing. 704, that's entertainment. We're brought to you by here on the Morning Reboot. Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag some pig. If you allow your child to get bored, are you a derelict of a parent? Next.
Q105.
7:16 on Q105 after 8 o'clock this morning. Win some Queen Latifah tickets before 9 o'clock. You'll get a national keyword to text for the $1,000 payoff here on Q105 with the Morning Reboot. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. You'll have to chime in for this. We'll need your participation if you're a parent. 419-240-1055. Floyd has more expertise here because he deals with kids in the second half of his day. I would think two of the most terrifying phrases to a parent from their kids are, there's nothing to eat in the house, and I'm bored. One, there's always something to eat in the house. You just have to figure it out.
Right.
Two, the I'm bored is a little bit more challenging. And I came across an article that I've shared up on. So if I'm ever talking about Facebook, it's Q105 Facebook page, my personal page, and then there's an Eric D and the Fam page. This is posted on there, and this article talks about letting your kids be bored, and don't let anybody think you're ignoring your duties as a parent or being a derelict if your kid is often bored. And I won't bore you with too much of the text of this, but when you think about I'm bored, and this article talks about it says Uber parenting as opposed to a more relaxed parenting environment that we grew up in. They use a quote here from Lin-Manuel Miranda with an interview with GQ. He said he credited his unattended afternoons with fostering inspiration, because there's nothing better to spur creativity than a blank page or an empty bedroom. There's another line in here that uses the common phrase, there's no such thing as, and I'm paraphrasing, there's no such thing as boredom. There are only boring people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a parent, but this made me look at the times I get bored a little differently. And to be quite honest with you, since I've moved into the condo, I've used some free time that I have. And I'm always the kind of person where I know they say, don't get on your phones or your iPads or your tablets and just scroll to look for stuff. And sometimes I do that because I think there's always something.
Human, and we work in that medium where we got to be in the know, and you never know. You'll scroll across something like, Halsey's real name is Ashley.
So there's
what I mean? So
there's always something out there that I don't know that we could share with you. 419-240-1055. So I've been going into this extra room that I have, and just kind of sitting in there and looking at the stuff. The dogs come in. They like to hang out because the door's usually closed. And I just kind of enjoy, and it's not being mindful or meditational, but it's just being productive with boredom. So this article that I've read has shifted the way I am going to approach boredom moving forward. Some of the takeaways in here are, it's especially important that kids get bored and be allowed to stay bored when they're young. That is not considered a problem to be avoided or eradicated by higher-ups, but instead something kids grapple with on their own. So your kids probably deal with this, right?
They do, but here's also, and I went, because I took, when you told me to read this article, I was like, invested. So like when he had his quote that says, because there's nothing better to spark creativity in the bedroom. I took that as, and I will say this, boredom is the foundation of imagination. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so if a child says they're bored, what do we say? And they even talked about in the article. When you said you were bored as a kid, your mom or dad would say, go outside.
Go find something to do.
Go play with your sister. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? And in that respect, I get it. Because, and I also took other notes, what is boredom to a child? What is boredom?
Not being busy.
Right. And here's the thing. In life, there's going to be times where it doesn't go as fast-paced as we want these kids to be. And I feel like we get so caught up in the hype of they can't be bored. They need constant stimulation. But here's the thing about it, and they said this in the article. You're in for a world of shock if you're a go, go, go child and you go to kindergarten and you are just antsy and you're just like, okay, what's happening next? What's happening next? It doesn't work that way. If you're that kid who's never been bored, always had something in his hand, whether it be a tablet or G.I. Joe or your mom had a puzzle to put out for you, what's going to happen when you go to kindergarten and you have to sit there like Miss Day's school and she's sitting there and she's like, okay, kids, and they're talking at a slower pace to get everyone's attention? I feel like a child should be bored because, like I said, and I go back to my original quote, boredom is the foundation for imagination. Because I feel working with children, imagination lacks now. Like, when I see a kid in the corner playing, like, Power Rangers or something, which are still popular, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't stop them.
No.
Although sometimes it gets too violent, and I'm like, okay, we're not going to do that. But, like, they're using their imagination. I always say this to my kids when they're, like, trying to write their names. There's two things in the world you're going to use. Your name, always. You always need to know how to write capital letters, lowercase letters afterwards. And your imagination, because your imagination will get you out of some stuff that you won't even understand until you're like a college student.
Mm-hmm. 419-240-1055. How do you react when your kids say, I'm bored? And to take this a step further, though, I'm wading into troubled waters here.
Mm-hmm.
I think parents of the last 10, 15, 20 years might have created some of the ADH problems that they go to seek diagnoses for.
Okay.
Dr. Andrea, help me out here.
Right.
By thinking that they can't allow their kids to get bored and always keeping them busy or trying to keep them occupied and shoving them with their tablet or their phone. And then, you know, when they don't pay attention in school, just in the exact situation that you illustrated, or like, let's say the kid finishes the test earlier, the reading early, and you've got 10 minutes to kill, and all of a sudden maybe they start to act out. You have maybe created some attention problems because you're not letting your child be bored.
And 10 minutes to a child is literally 5 hours in their brain. So I also wrote down for boredom, like I know it doesn't make sense to a kid, but that's also time for the mind to grow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It teaches them problem-solving skills. Like, when they're bored, well, what can I do to entertain myself where I don't hurt anyone or hurt others? And also with that respect that you said that parents, quote-unquote, created some of this stuff, it's also one of those things that goes back to that golden rule. And I remember my grandma used to say it to my mom, keep that child busy. We're not raising no thugs. You know what I mean? If you stay busy, she would. And as a kid, I'm like, what is a thug? You know what I mean? Or, like, she would say that. And, like, God rest her soul, but my grandma came from a good place. Like, if you keep your kids busy, they stay out of trouble. That's not always true. Because once you keep that child busy, once they go into that environment as a teenager, and there's a difference between ADHD and being antsy. And I want people to understand that. Like, just because a kid fidgets and they're like, oh my God, I can't, doesn't mean they're not focused. It's probably they're just bored, quote unquote. You know what I mean? So, like, for me, and if you taught them how to be bored, they can sit quietly and be like, okay, I can wait. I can get through this. Let me make a poem up in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Or what can I do later? You know what I mean? And that's why, and I will keep saying this, boredom is the foundation of imagination. It will help that certain child. And don't get me wrong, there is children who have ADHD, but I want people to understand, because like there's times I go out somewhere and like, my mom she'll just say something, or like anyone will just be like, oh, that kid's out of control. And I'll just be like, well, maybe they're just antsy. Like maybe they've waited long enough to the point where they're just like, okay, maybe they had the constant stimulation, but now they're out and about and mom and dad have they're focused on something else, like which cereal to buy. And then that moment, that kid's like, hey, you're not paying attention to me. I need stimulation. So that's why I think boredom, you should allow your child to be bored.
The upshot of this is exactly that. Don't be frightened or concerned when your kid says, I'm bored. Like that, you try to use that usually negative phrase as a positive.
Yeah, for sure. And
if you have to, I would never be one to constrict one's imagination, but do exactly as you said. Go think of tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Think of a poem in your head.
Right.
And let me know what you come up with in 5 minutes.
And it doesn't make you a bad parent. It really doesn't. I think it's the times.
Other things make you bad parents.
Yeah, like I think it's, reading this article, like, she kind of went in hard on parents for not allowing
it. They deserved it.
Yeah, like, she kind of went in on this article, and I was like, and I want to know if she has any children, because she never touched on it. But I know we're trying to wrap up, but I'm like, there's so many outlets to expand a creative mind. I think when we hear the word boredom, we're like, oh, I failed as a, not even failed, but like, I'm lacking as a parent. They're not doing anything fun. But there's so many outlets out there, like, many kids don't have a backyard now. So I think that boredom is a place to create imagination and characters and grow as artists and as future workers of America. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. It means go buy a freaking house with a backyard.
Or if you don't, like, tell Jimmy to go play in this room. Or even, hey, Jimmy, here's, come up with something creative where we can both play together. And especially with the weather. You know, children are getting cabin fever more times than ever now. Like, you can't go out in this weather for the most part.
No, it's difficult.
Yeah.
But there are things to do, especially with a blank canvas of an imagination like that of a child that doesn't have the stresses that we have as adults.
And if you allow a child to be bored, I promise you, what they come up with to make up for their boredom will make your day go a lot quicker as well. I promise you that.
Yeah, unless they start burning down the house, then that's a problem.
Then that's you failing as a parent for not watching your child with the matches and lighters.
7:27 For our panel full of ladies, and we'll need you to call for that in just a couple of minutes. Let's step into your shower.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles. Baby, if it's meant to be, if it's meant to be.
7:40 on the morning reboot, a little over an hour from now, just before 9 o'clock, your very first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. Here with us, Eric Chase and Doyle. We've rearranged the letters in Floyd's name so he could be more like Halsey, a.k.a. Ashley.
Yes, Doyle.
I like that.
Doyle.
Mine's boring. Mine would be like Sire.
I'll play with it.
We've got our panel full of ladies ready to go. First up is...
Oh, I like Sire.
Lizzie. Hi, Lizzie.
Good morning.
Lizzie's 18. You have a girlfriend?
Boyfriend, sorry.
Boyfriend.
What? I always put partner. I'm sorry.
The partner thing messes me up. It makes me think that they're gay.
She's 18. She doesn't know yet. Just kidding.
No. I've been dating this guy for over a year now.
See? Yeah,
very special, and actually, I'm very worried about him.
You're worried about him?
No. Yeah, he went. He had a fun trip to emergency room with chest problems, so that's fun.
Ooh. Well, we're happier with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Whoa, he's okay. All right, don't go anywhere, Lizzie. Hi, Becky. Good morning.
Good morning.
Becky's 40, one kid, married. What part of Toledo are you from?
West.
Okay. And last up is Judy. Hi, Judy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Married, two kids from Oregon. All right, let's start with Lizzie. Lizzie, what is the most productive thing you do in the shower?
Honestly, washing my hair. That's like takes the most amount of time because I have so much hair.
Right.
And it's nice to, when you're done just having that clean hair and you're just like, okay, move on with the day.
How often do you wash your hair?
Just about every other day because you can't like wash it like up too much because then like your hair will dry out.
Right.
But okay. I like it like being nice and clean because I can't stand it when it's greasy and gross.
Clean is good. Becky, what's the most productive thing you do in the shower?
Shave my legs.
Yeah.
Hmm.
How often does that occur?
Not as often as my husband would like.
Yeah, I should ask him. Judy, what about Judy, what about you? What's the most productive thing you do in the shower?
Shave my legs.
Shave your legs.
As someone who grew up around women, yeah, that's true. Because I've gotten in the bathtub many times. I'm just like, ew. Yeah. It's okay, though.
I'm surprised. Besides, Lizzie went for hair. I'm surprised nobody went with, like, clean myself. But okay.
I pee in the shower.
Oh, that wasn't the question. I mean, that's productive, I suppose. Yeah. Lizzie, what day of your work week is the best day to have a snow day?
Honestly, with me still being in school, I think a Wednesday is very nice to have. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to have that this week.
Okay.
But Wednesday's nice because you just get like a nice subtle break in between the whole ordeal.
Got it. Hump day off. Becky, what about you? What would be the ideal day of your work week to have a snow day because of, you know, stress or meetings or whatever?
Well, I work in a school, so any day is a good day.
Right,
for a snow day.
Right. Yeah, you've had an erratic like 4 or 5 weeks, haven't you?
It's actually ridiculous. Yeah.
You don't have to tell me like where or what school district, but are they going to add days on, or will there be blizzard bags, which I guess would say TPS, but.
No, we have a lot of days built into our calendar, so hopefully not.
Got it. We seem to be getting close. Judy, what about you? What's up? What day would be the ideal day of your work week for a snow day?
Monday.
How come?
I give a long weekend. I hate Mondays.
Wouldn't that then make Tuesday Monday?
No, I guess so, but in my mind, no.
Got it. No, I get it. All right, Lizzie, do we need more emojis or less, and which emoji would you like to have?
Definitely more emojis, and like the one that I've always been like hoping for that they add is kind of like the one where it's like kind of has like a sly like what are you doing face, like the eyes to the side.
Right.
Because there's so many times where I'm like talking to someone and I'll be like, what are you doing? And like that would be like a perfect emoji.
I like it. Becky, what about you? Do we need more or less emojis, and which one would you like?
You know, I don't really use emojis very much. I more use the
words,
gifs, or memes, or whatever.
Right. Okay. How about you, Judy? Do we need more or less emojis?
I think we got about just the right amount. It seems like whenever I look for one, I can find what I'm looking for. So,
it's interesting you bring up whenever you look for one, because I know they cut some every time that they add some more, and we're getting a period emoji, I believe. And I know that if you have your phone set up a certain way, like if you've got an Apple device, it'll turn orange, and you can select an emoji in place of that word. But I wish we had a way to search for emojis.
Ooh, yeah, that would be a good one.
Like, because there's one.
I always forget what category some of them are in. And have to flip through.
And the category never seems to line up anyway. It's like I still got to dig for it. All right, last question, Lizzie. What restaurant or maybe a place to shop would you like to visit in a nearby city, like a quick road trip?
Ooh. There's one that I'm thinking of, but it's like not nearby at all. It's actually in Indiana. It's called Das Essen House.
Okay.
I think it's Middlebury, I believe. I don't quote me on that. It's basically like the Amish version of Frankenmuth, and it tops it.
Oh, I like it. Sounds good.
Oh, it is so good.
That Indiana counts. It's not far from here. Becky, what about you? Like a day trip for a restaurant or a place to shop you'd like to go to?
This is really lame, but I go out for Trader Joe's.
To the Ann Arbor one or someplace else?
Yeah. Ann Arbor.
Well, I know that when and if we ever get one, I will have to wrestle you to be one of the first customers, because I want it as well, and I don't drive to Ann Arbor.
I will take you down.
Look, I am all for equal rights. I have no problem hitting a lady, especially when it comes to Trader Joe's. Judy, what about you? A place that you like to go to visit for food or place to shop?
Frankenmuth, because I like the shopping and the outlet mall, and I like the restaurants there, the Amish restaurants.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Lizzie, Becky, and Judy, thank you, ladies, for being on the panel. For the ladies, enjoy the, hopefully it's a quick rest of your week, everybody. Flood, you want to answer any of those questions?
The last one, there was this little spot in Detroit we went to, and it was so good. I can't even remember the name, but it's right by the Fist, right across the street. It's a restaurant. It's all glass, and I went there for like a hangout date one time, and it was actually really good. And that was like a few years ago.
Restaurant?
Mm-hmm. It was really good.
When I when I had lived in Detroit, downtown wasn't as built up as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And now it, like, our downtown is a place to go. You know, it's a lot like that.
Yeah. Is there ice skating rink downtown Detroit?
Yeah, Campus Martius.
Okay, it's near there.
It
gives you a better location.
That's close to Wayne State, which is up a little bit. So it's not really near the Fist.
Okay, then I'm not talking about the same place then.
If you're not fisting, you're not trying.
748. I wasn't ready. Okay, I'm back.
That's Doyle right
your
there.
Your dog friend's outside.
748 with the morning reboot on Q105 Entertainment News. We did not get to J-Lo and Smokey Robinson last hour. So what are they up to? Is there more criticism? Yes, we'll do that next.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Mac.
801, good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Doyle.
Doyle. Someone on the Q text side said, you said, what did you say your name was?
Sire.
They said we should just call you Rice.
I like that too. If we rearrange the letters in your name, and what do you come up with? Call now. Some quick entertainment stories to get to were brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Mm-hmm. Hashtag some pig. Smokey Robinson is not happy with your outrage at Jennifer Lopez's Grammy performance. Stop hating. Motown united people, not divided them. Don't call yourself a Motown lover if you're a hater and spreading the same bigotry that you so strongly oppose coming at you from others. J-Lo is great, and we at Motown love her.
That is what we like to call too much free time, Smokey Robinson. It is not that deep. It's art. People are going to love it. People are going to not like it. People are just going to find it in the middle, like I did.
And I wouldn't equate it to, like, racism and bigotry.
Right. It, like when we talked about it, it didn't go there. It didn't go there. It just stayed there. Like, there was nothing. She did what she had to do in front of Berry Gordy, and I said, that's something I couldn't have done in front of the founder of the legit record label that changed R&B and popular music. In America.
Chainsmokers have a new song with 5 Seconds of Summer. I listened to it. I could listen to it a little bit more. Maybe I'll like it more. But the fans of 5 Seconds of Summer are pissed. Because the Chainsmokers and 5 Seconds of Summer, along with Lennon Stella, are going out on tour this fall. One of the first stops will be Detroit, I believe, on 10-3. Yeah, October 3rd, they'll be at Little Caesars. But the fans of 5 Sauce are pissed because the way it's billed is that they are opening for the Chainsmokers, and that upset the fan base.
I'm trying to think of the level of success. But if they're doing a song together, wouldn't it be a joint shared time on stage anyway? Like, so even after they're performing, they're going to come out. And if the song's a hit, I mean, because, like, what's everyone doing now? Like, they're releasing the summer jams, correct?
Close to it. Spring.
Okay. So, like, calm down. It'll be fine.
With boy band fans, don't mess with them.
Are they considered a boy band?
Yeah.
I don't know what they are, because I don't know if they're like a rock band or like boy band or alternative band.
Don't mess with boy band fans. They're less rational than Beyonce fans.
Right.
Or
Cardi fans. We're finding that out real quick.
I would say that 5 Sauce has more ardent.
5 Sauce?
Yeah.
Is that what they call them?
Of Summer is a mouthful. I would say the Chainsmokers obviously have more hits.
Mm-hmm.
They don't sing in all of them. They're always collaborations. But I would rather mess with Chainsmoker fans than 5 Sauce fans.
Right.
Because I don't want my car TP'd.
So here's the thing. Do you think people are going to go see 5 Seconds of Summer, that's how they talk, and then leave when the Chainsmokers go on?
Maybe.
Because like you said, they're going to put more on like a rave EDM type oomps, oomps, oomps after dark Coachella show as with the band. They're going to legit play and give you a concert. Like, maybe I would have flipped it around now that you say something or integrated them. I don't know. Whatever. 5 Sauce for life.
We got nothing but criticism in this little segment here. People going after Cardi and Lady Gaga standing up.
She did. So Lady Gaga said we should celebrate Cardi's win because it's hard for a woman in this industry. And you know what? Leave it to the voice of reason, Miss Gaga, Miss Giamatti.
Who's?
To give me, because I was that person who was just like, I don't really, like I was like, oh, she won the Grammy for Best Rap Album. But I was like, okay, cool, that's great. But like with me saying that, I kind of like dismissed her. But like she's the first solo female rapper to win that. And we should celebrate her instead of dogging her. And please stop comparing her to other rap artists.
We are, as human beings, we're like hardwired to compare.
No, we only do it with female artists, though. We truly do. Okay, so maybe we'll compare both artists, but we're so quick to say that they're in a beef or arguing with each other.
That, I think, is out there.
We're so
for sure.
quick to put them in a chokehold with each other.
Yeah.
Like, Cardi's hand is around Nicki's neck and vice versa. I'm like, they're both successful. Like, I was talking to someone online. I know we're pivoting from the story. They were like, Queen Cardi, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you... They're like, and I said, no, that's not how that works. I'm like, let me guess, you're a Nicki fan. I said, no, I'm a music fan. Before Nicki, there was Lil' Kim. Before Lil' Kim, there was MC Light. Before MC Light, there was also Queen Latifah. Like, there's this whole line of people that just like, we're so quick to celebrate someone's success without seeing who they were a successor of.
The Cardi and Nicki comparison is easy to make because their deliveries are outlandish
and similar, and
yes.
and you also got to keep in mind they're from the same part of New York,
right?
So I mean, it's never going to go away, but I'm just saying, like, you could celebrate one without downplaying the other.
Absolutely.
And vice versa.
It's literally become the new Apple versus Android debate.
Yeah, girl, if a phone makes a phone call, it works.
8:07 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. We will get to your Queen Latifah tickets coming up.
Q105.
And I'll write your name.
8:21 on Q105. I have to stop that 1 second. Move it. 8:21 on Q105. It's the Morning Reboot. I would encourage you to call. We have who's there?
We have Katie.
I would encourage you to call because I don't know if Katie's going to get this right. We have Queen Latifah tickets.
I have faith in Katie.
I don't.
I do. Katie, I have faith in you, girl.
We used to, by the way, Q105, the Morning Reboot. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Good morning. If Taylor Swift, who I said was a rapper, did a song with Iggy Azalea, would the universe implode? Would we have like an un-Big Bang?
No, I would try to find the Taylor Swift free version of it.
Or the instrumental.
Yeah.
We've been running the Queen Latifah commercial for weeks now, and you're like, I want to go. I keep tweeting her. She didn't tweet me back.
She does not tweet me back.
But
she hasn't tweeted since, like, I will say 1970, you guys. Since, like, 2017.
How about her Instagram? Have you checked your Instagram?
No, I should go that route, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I want to meet her. That'd be the greatest Valentine's date gift ever.
So you're going with Stefan Saturday night?
I am.
Peristyle. Have you ever seen a show there?
No, I actually just saw, maybe in, like, high school. But, no, the theater is gorgeous.
They ran during Halloween. They showed Coco, Dracula, and Black Panther, and I wanted to go, but I
that
didn't.
That would have been cool.
Because I'm kind of averse to, like, doing things socially, but
right.
That would have been so cool to see any of those movies in there.
Was the symphony with them? Like,
no,
the
they
score?
Were just showing the movie.
Oh, that would have been cool to
but
see.
But just showing the movie in the Peristyle and enjoying the architecture of our award-winning museum.
Mm.
In case you haven't heard, Justin from the museum and Lucas, not a thing.
You better stop that.
I can't be responsible for what
you
I say on the air.
Stop that.
What was your... Katie?
This is Katie.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm getting a little ornery and weird, so that's actually good for entertainment reasons, though. I'm just kind of like, I'm fatigued by winter.
Yeah, I feel you.
So I'm ready for an early spring. So here's how this, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking? And if you do care,
I'll be 40 in October. So
okay.
Katie
has this.
She's a 79er like me.
Oh, come on,
yeah.
Katie.
Yeah, born in 79. Yep.
So you remember the days when Queen Latifah was a rapper in the 90s.
I do, yep.
Then
you went ITY.
Yep. Actress and now...
Jazz singer.
Jazz
crooner.
An advocate and all that. And host...
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm going to give you some lyrics of songs. You will have to tell me 90s or now rap lyric, and you have to get 3 out of 4 correct.
Am I allowed to help?
No.
Oh, come on. Nope.
These are good tickets.
Okay. So I don't actually hear the song, I just hear the lyric.
I will read the lyric for you. Yeah, if you heard the song, that's easy.
Okay?
I think this first one's kind of easy. You got to get 3 out of 4. Here we go. 90s or now rap lyric. Since these girls peepin' me, I'm a glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curb.
That's 90s.
That's correct. That's one. Do you know what 90s song that is?
Oh, God.
Floyd, you want to help her there?
Mm-mm.
Every white person knows this song.
I'm going to kick myself as soon as I hear it. Cause I know
same.
It.
It's regular.
Oh, is it really regulate?
Because yeah,
we all, exactly.
We all get hard as anything when that comes. That's the 90s version of Juvenile taking over the 99 in 2000. All right, next up. Call up the homies, and I'm asking y'all, which park are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court, and I'm trouble.
90s.
Are you sure?
One
more time. Called up the homies, and I'm asking y'all, which park are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court, and I'm trouble.
Ooh.
Stick with your first answer.
Stick with it?
Yeah.
Yes, 90s.
That would be Ice Cube. It Was a Good Day.
I had the melody in my head. Like every time you read it, I was like, today.
That's
was a
two.
Good
you
day.
Need one more, and you're good to go.
Okay.
Give me all your numbers so I can phone you. Your girl acting stank, then call me over. 90s or 2000? 90s or now? And now means like, not now means like not 90s.
Also, could be 2000. Can
right.
Say it one more time.
Sure. I love reading these. Give me all your numbers so I can phone you. Your girl acting stank, then call me over.
I feel like that might be 2000, so not
90. That is correct. Nice job,
can
Katie.
Can I do it?
Yes.
Give me all your numbers so I can phone you. Oh, it's Missy Elliott. Work it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice job, Katie. Tickets to Queen Latifah coming up. Saturday night. Don't go anywhere.
Katie, I'm going to get to meet you. Yay!
I have lots of these. This was a blast to do.
That was fun.
Can I give you another one?
Yeah.
With burners and hoodies, listen, we don't pay admission, and the bouncers don't check us, and we walk around the metal detectors.
That's 2000s. Meta detectors? Where'd your New Yorker accent come from?
How do you know it's New York?
Because you're from that coast. Philadelphia.
Oh, well, it is a different accent. But that is New York. Fat Joe, Lean Back.
Oh, that's 2000. That was way off. Okay.
Year's 94, and my trunk is raw. In my rearview mirror is the mother blanking law. I got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car.
I'm going to go 90s. Is that iced tea?
You're kind of right with 90s. 99 problems.
Oh.
'Cause I got lyrics, but you ain't got none. If you come to battle, bring a shotgun.
Son. Is that the next word? That's the 90s.
What is it?
Oh, I know it. I know it. What is it? Just tell me.
House of Pain, Jump Around.
Yes. Don't go away, Katie.
The next
waiting.
The next batter, here to shatter your bladder. It doesn't matter. Skinny or fat, or white-skinned or black, baby, I drop. These Boricua mommies screaming, I poppy.
That's 2000s, because I poppy.
It's Biggie, one more chance.
Oh,
he
never
is
mind.
Dead.
He is not Puerto Rican. That's what I think when I hear poppy. Boricua.
I want to do this in the melody of the song.
Is it hard to read them when you know the melody?
Give a dog a bone, leave a dog alone. Let a dog roam, and he'll find his way home.
Is that DMX?
Rough Riders Anthem. You know that,
yes!
Right? I've been rough riding since the early days.
Here's a check of your traffic on this Wednesday morning. Apparently, it's I-475 southbound. Just past Central Avenue, there's a blockage in the center lane. So try to be careful. 475 south, past Central, center lane.
8:40 on Q105, the morning reboot. Laura, you want to do that microphone? Which one is that?
He's coming over here.
We have a dog in the studio. His name is Merrick, Merrick. And if you smashed my two dogs together and created one dog, and there are times I do want to smash them, you'd have Merrick, because he's brindly and he's got like a little Boston Terrier face on a pit bull body.
He's amazing.
He's cute.
He's absolutely amazing. Hi. He's also part pot belly pig, we think. So, yeah.
Can you have... No, you can't have dogs and pig like that.
No.
Not like science.
Not.
Science could do it.
Science, but. Maybe. But no, this guy, he has the best personality. Mm-hmm. Absolute best personality. He's about 5 years young. Hi. Came in as a stray. Had really, really, really awful skin when he first came in. I mean, this guy, he's got a past. We don't know what it is, but he kind of was a hot mess when he came in. person. He is cleaned up now, and he is ready for a home, looking for love this Valentine's Day. This dog's tail never stops
wagging. And that tail's just wagging.
Yeah, it just, he's like, come on, pay attention to me.
Give him love, Floyd, or Doyle, Dilf. Laura is my friend from Lucas County Canine Care and Control. Make sure you have your dog licenses. And I was listening to sports talk radio yesterday, and I had kind of like a complaining person on Twitter moment, because they kept running these ads for, you know, guys, don't forget to get your Valentine's, blah. And I felt like they're telling me that without a woman or a Valentine in my life is not complete. And I was like, middle finger to you and you. But I'm telling you that without you having an animal,
right?
Life is incomplete.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's Valentine's Day specials.
There are. So we are doing a Valentine's special. It runs the 14th through the 17th. So for 4 days. All dog adoptions are only $14 plus a license. Mm. Really great deal. You still get all the, you know, amazing benefits of the normal adoption fee, which is normally $125. So everybody's spay or neutered, had all their initial vaccines, heartworm test, dewormed, microchip, and you get the dog license with that. And you get the amazing unconditional love of a sheltered dog. I can't say enough good things. And you know, if you're feeling lonely at all this time of year, open up your home and your heart to an amazing guy. I mean, Merrick even put his bow tie on this morning.
He did.
Looking for love, putting himself out there. He's kind of dabbled in the online dating, so you'll see his profile is going up later today. It's a little write up.
Are there dog websites? Or is there like dog Tinder?
You know, well, we call it Sniffer.
I like it.
I love it.
I love it.
You watch our Instagram and our Facebook, we've been trying to make some little profiles for dogs.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it's they're pretty funny. But there's like petfinder.com or Pet Harbor. So you can go on, like, if you are trying to, you know, find the perfect match.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if there's sites to like match your dog up with another dog.
There should be.
I mean, there probably
wouldn't
is out there
it,
somewhere.
Like you match your dog up with someone and that dog was like, I totally would have swiped right on this one. What are you thinking?
I don't want my guys dating.
No. I mean, maybe like a playmate. Like, find somebody to play with.
When my friend's new puppy Dixie was over the other day, Dixie was, I don't know, 12, 15 pounds, but she was bigger than my little dog, Andre. And Andre wasn't having any of it.
Mm-hmm.
He was intimidated. And then Diddy, my bigger dog, wanted to play with Dixie. And she wasn't having any of that. And it just didn't go well. What else is happening over there?
We're just super busy this time of year. We have over 60 dogs up for adoption. Dogs are coming in every single day. So if you are looking to adopt, the time is now. Maybe you're not able to adopt, but still want to help. We're looking for donations, blankets, dog treats. Mm-hmm. Canned dog food is a big need right now. And volunteers, if you're at least 18, want to come get in on some of these snuggles for yourself. Come down, can become a volunteer. And Merrick loves Eric here.
Do you want to come up? Merrick and Eric.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's a match.
I totally just got that, too. Merrick and Eric.
Merrick and Eric.
Andy looks like Diddy, so.
Right.
And kind of like Andre, too. But
from the back. Well.
From the brindle and white.
Hi, do you want to come up here?
And he's a great size. Merrick is not huge. So if you've got like a restriction on size for your apartment or anything like that.
Great temperament.
Mm-hmm. He's not a huge fan of the car. I will say that. So if you're looking for like a travel companion, he might not be your best bet for that. He just gets really, really, really scared in the car. But it could have been my driving too. It's hard to say. But look at this.
I like that he grunts. It's my favorite thing.
Talk into that. If you go to our Q105 Facebook page, you can see him. Oh, he even looks at the camera too.
He even poses.
Cute.
You're a good boy.
I can't wait to get out of my lease to get a bigger place so I get the dog.
I know. This guy is the best. And when you're ready, we'll find you somebody.
Yes. You have my word.
Thank you.
He's looking at the microphone like, what was that?
He is on Eric's lap right now, checking out that microphone.
Baby. Oh, look at everyone.
Eric and Merrick. It's a new morning show here.
It is. I'll take a back seat. It's okay.
Do you want to come sit?
He wants to tell everybody about how awesome he is.
You said he has a good personality. Like, if he works cheap, like for treats or peanut butter, he can work on this show.
Yeah, well, he works for affection. That is what this dog works
so
for.
So do I.
Right? Affection and attention. That's what he loves.
I know how you feel, Merrick.
Yeah, he's even kind kind of picky with his treats. Mm-hmm. He, you know, he's got some of his favorite ones, but he would rather have a belly rub any
Maybe
day.
Maybe Merrick is my cousin. Ooh,
I know.
Yeah, much like Floyd, he needs to be, well, bless you.
There it is.
Bless you, Merrick.
Much like Floyd, he needs to be fixed.
Oh, hello, friend.
He just got fixed.
Oh, no. I still see a bulge there.
He's got a little, we call that his coin purse. His coin purse.
Okay, come back over here.
So there are still some residual things after dogs are neutered. Yeah. He still has part of his manhood there, but he's not going to be helping to reproduce and add more puppies to the world. Sorry,
it's a good conversation piece.
Exactly.
Like you just said.
It is. You can decorate it for Christmas.
Exactly. What is that? Christmas coin purse.
I'm not the home for like disabled dogs. I would get used to it, like unlike you are, Laura, but I do like his different sized ears.
The different sized ears is so endearing. And we think that because he had some skin problems, we think maybe he lost part of his ear because of the skin problem. Who knows?
I mean, maybe
an alligator took it off or something.
Right,
yeah, we're talking about you. But he has one normal size ear and then one smaller.
It's
ear.
Cute.
It's really cute.
Maybe it's just an abnormality. Or maybe he can go like, you see the other guy.
Yeah, exactly. But we don't really know what exactly happened to him in his past, but all we know is this dog is amazing. Yeah, he's just laying down now, chilling.
Yeah, he's a good boy. I wish he could stay here.
I know. I can leave him.
I mean, some of the people that are employed here, I mean, I've been here long enough to know that some of the people they employed here are probably more poorly. Paul is more poorly behaved than him.
Me on the weekends.
Well, you know, he hasn't had any accidents on the floor, so that's good.
My friend Laura Simmons from Lucas County Canine Care and Control. By the way, I remember what I wanted to show you. So in my Facebook feed, 5 years ago showed up, and I usually don't post these memories.
Okay.
But 5 years ago was when, remember that one?
I do. I sure do.
Yeah, and then 5 years ago, I had adopted another dog from Laura, but I had her for a month, and little did I know that like I was keeping her alive because she had
lymphoma.
She had lymphoma. Aww. Yeah, and I remember when I took her to the vet, and they did what's the dog autopsy? The necropsy.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, go ahead and do it. I just want to see, you know, the vet, whether she intended to make me feel better or what.
Yeah.
She's like, you gave that dog a hell of a life for her
Absolutely.
She had a hell of a life for her last 30 days.
I know. Because
her body was like littered with tumors.
Poor thing.
Yeah, lymphoma is a fast moving, non-stoppable.
Yeah.
Really, and then Andre showed up. Tell me you want the Andre story.
Tell me about the Andre story.
I can't because we're running out of time.
It's okay.
Yeah. Laura,
next time.
The quick
next
story time. Is Laura calls me up and goes, I think you have a dog. And then I show up and there's this tiny dog and it sits on my lap and now we're here.
And now, the rest is history. So
8:49. You can go check out our Facebook page to see more of Merrick and hopefully you'll give him a home.
Q105 traffic.
901 Q105. Happy Valentine's Day Eve. It's Eric and Floyd, the morning reboot. Before we go any further, we've got a couple of entertainment stories for you. But first, your chance to win another $1,000 at the $1,000 payoff. Text the national keyword FAST. FAST. Text FAST. Text it to 95819. Text FAST to 95819. We'll text you back. Confirming your entry data and message rates apply. It's the $1,000 payoff on Q105. Now that you've had some time to think about it, have you any further thoughts on the Jesse Smollett situation? He was asked to get some phone records to police in Chicago to further investigate his alleged hate crime assault. Mm-hmm. He only handed over some redacted PDF phone records. And the police were curious because usually in a situation like this, they get someone's phone and his representatives said, Jesse is the victim here. Any redacted information was intended to protect the privacy of personal contacts or high-profile individuals not relevant to the attack. And we're just wondering,
what's up? Right. I haven't said this in a while. The Scooby-Doo ears raise every time they release something new about it. So, and like you said, when someone... If you're willing to, not discrediting him as a victim, I keep saying that, but I just got to say it. Like, if you're willing to hand over PDFs, just hand over your phone.
And I can also understand as a person of color, perhaps being doubtful of the police to seeing who is in your phone. I understand that because sadly it's a climate that we've long lived in and we,
right.
and we still do. But you have some valid questions.
So
there's some missing time during all this.
Yeah. So like I stated earlier in the show. So like we know where he got off. He got out airport, headed to Subway. But after Subway, when the attack happened, there's 45 minutes of. Now, keep in mind, what I'm saying is there was paparazzi following him from the airport to the Subway. You see him leaving the Subway with his food, and then there's nothing for 45 minutes. The attack happens while he was on the phone with his manager. The manager said he heard it. However, he didn't report the attack until like 45 minutes later. So we're talking about a two-hour time span from the attack to when it was actually reported. And I understand where people on one side are just like, well, why'd it take him so long? And I understand people are just like, I understand why it took him so long. But for me, he could definitely use this opportunity as a queer person of color to, your heartache could be someone's savior. You know what I mean? Like in that situation. So like I said earlier, I want all this to come together and I don't want him to be the villain in the end, but I'm starting to see media coverage and like we'll take media out of it. I'm starting to see fans turn on him because one person on Twitter said this is taking a lot longer than someone who has a house burned down. They figure out who the arson is, they arrest them real quick, and they're on trial within like 3 months.
Perhaps because he's not as forthcoming as he could be.
Yeah, so that's the thing right there.
What you hiding, man? And even if you are, as long as it's not like, let's say you were in the middle of a drug deal.
Yeah.
You were still the victim of an assault. So let the police handle that.
I feel like it's in too deep now. And if something comes out where he was not truthful or forthcoming, it's going to hurt him.
Could be.
I think it's going to hurt because Empire is such a cult classic now as it is when it first aired like 5 years ago that he has so many young people hanging on to his every word, and I feel like it would just shatter them.
Make the right decision. Do the right thing. The truth is always usually the right thing. Daniel Radcliffe, who long played Harry Potter, will not be surprised when it gets rebooted and someone else plays that character. He also debunked any rumors that he is going to be Marvel's new Wolverine, but he did say he leaves open the idea for working with any new film franchise, any project the script is good for, I would be into. I can completely understand why some directors would be hesitant about putting me into a franchise because I have a lot of baggage and from another franchise, obviously speaking about Harry Potter. And the Oscars has brought out some outrage again. It was not all the songs being selected to perform in a couple of weeks. It was the popular category. Now it's removing four less familiar or more behind-the-scenes awards being removed from the broadcast, and that brought out kind of an angry tweet from an award winner, and maybe the big winner of this year's upcoming awards, Alfonso Cuarón. In the history of cinema, masterpieces have existed without sound, without color, without story, without actors, without music. And no one single film has ever existed without cinematography and without editing, some of the ones that are removed from the broadcast. But as we've talked about, what goes?
And it doesn't discredit them as an Oscar Academy Award winner. Like, you still, even if you're like part of from the cinematography award-winning film, they still put that in the trailer. And even look at it this way: when they did air that stuff, do we even remember those people? No, we don't. And then we as the general public, we don't care.
Merrick from Sylvania has no idea who won what when it comes to cinematography or editing. Again, you're right. Not to denigrate it or by any means.
And it doesn't take away your work ethic or the effort you put into it. It just
it means nobody knows you.
It means like if I ever see you walking down the street in Toledo, I'm like, oh, you're the Academy Award winner. No, congratulations. It's not as dramatic as the people of the Academy, which is their job to be. It's not that dramatic.
Or taking Best Actress off.
Yeah, like that. That would be a shot in the foot.
Yeah, because again, something has to be removed from the broadcast.
Yeah.
9:07 The Morning Reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd. Merrick and Eric. Eric and Doyle.
Rice and Doyle.
Not bad names. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. We're glad you're here today. Get podcasts of the show after the show. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. And again, text the keyword and the national keyword FAST to 95819 to try to win the $1,000 payoff.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto.
922 on Q105, the morning reboot. Eric, Chase, and Floyd, and the Five Sauce people are all gassed up because they're not the headliner with Chainsmokers.
Calm down. I was waiting for my emails from the Five Sauce people.
I don't think you'll get them.
I hope not.
But if you say something on Twitter to light them up.
Mm-mm. No, I see what they do to those people. In the words of BET, they'll drag me by my lace front.
Yep. Yep. I will dog walk you.
Oh!
Some things to get to. If you haven't noticed, like the first part of the show when we hop on the air at 5:45, it's very light, very podcasty. Mm. And then we ramp it to some things with a little game. And then we've got the meat of the show for the next 2 hours. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we just kind of kick back.
We get to the crust.
We get to the... No.
I was describing it as we get to the crust.
Because I was thinking you hold it. I understand.
Yes.
A couple of things I highly encourage. If when I talk about something on Netflix or streaming and you enjoy it and you're like, oh, what was that? Oh, thank you for the recommendation. Velvet Buzzsaw on Netflix.
Never heard of it. But
it was the one with Rene Russo.
Oh, you talked about... Yeah. Because when we looked up her age a few... Last week.
Yep.
And yeah.
I finally finished it. It is a strange...
Because you were on the fence about it, correct?
Well, I didn't finish it.
Okay.
And I stopped when it threw a curveball at me, and it's weird. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
Which I'm in for. John Malkovich is in it. Rene Russo. The director of it has done some strange stuff before that people know.
Mm-hmm.
So I highly encourage it. It's eccentric.
Okay.
But it's not so far out there that like there's twists, there's turns, what's going on? I need to look this up.
Okay.
It's not like so weird you're gonna want to Wes Anderson. It's not Wes Anderson okay, weird where you want to turn that. It off.
Okay. Or Black Mirror.
Yeah, it's not like that. Okay. But it has Black Mirror tones to it.
Okay.
What else did I want to get to here? Adopt That Dog. And I've offered this before when we used to have dogs come into the show, and that was much more expensive. If you go adopt Merrick from Lucas County Canine Care and Control, I will pay for it for you. He's $14. They're running a Valentine's Day sale. I've done it before where it's the standard price to adopt, $125.
Uh-huh.
He's a good boy. He needs a home.
Well, my lease is up, so keep that in mind when I want a puppy.
Well,
or dog.
Go somewhere where you're allowed to have animals.
I'm allowed to have one. It's too small. Like, I think I'm outgrowing it, especially with my other personality, Deja. We're coexisting together, but there's sometimes I'm sitting on my couch. I'm just like, why the hell is that cat suit hanging up over there? Mm. Why is there a wig on the floor? Don't you have your own dressing room? I have an internal dialogue with myself.
You are at times two people.
It's true. It's true.
As you notice, he can live in close quarters because he's definitely a lap dog.
He was a lover. Like, I think I've been here for 3 dogs that they've brought in, and they've all been very people person. But he was a a people.
And I'm gonna get mauled when I go home.
Oh yeah, I
smell like a kennel.
Like minus peeing, he marked his territory with you.
I've been marked.
Scent and lick and yeah, definitely adorable. Definitely, yeah. I want one, and every time they bring one, I'm just like, oh.
It's difficult.
Because my sister had a pit bull, and like, she was going through some relationship stuff, and I was like, I'll watch her. I got it, and I was just a moment for, I'll take her out to pee, whatever. You do get an attachment to them, and like, when she told me that her and so-and-so broke up, and my Jazzy had to leave, I was like, wait, what do you mean? Yeah. Like, I was an emotional wreck for like 3 days. I was like, I want my damn dog back. And it wasn't even mine. Yeah, so I get it. And one day, it's on the bucket list.
9:27, it's Floyd and Eric, the morning reboot on Q105. Last thing here for this segment. So I stumbled on 2 great articles in the last couple of days. The one where you're not a bad parent. You're not any kind of derelict if your kid is often bored.
Yeah.
We talked about that earlier in the show. But I found another article that highlighted, at least to me, the importance of that.
My cup?
I had no idea or reasonable facsimile thereof that people were so attached, and because most of our phones are the same. We have an iPhone or
you're talking about my phone?
Well, no. I am talking about your cup. Most of us have similar phones.
Yes.
At one point, you know, if you had one and not the other, it was a status symbol. We've all kind of evened out.
Yeah.
Apple has staggered their releases. But I had no idea that water bottles have become totems mm-hmm. of class and personality.
Yeah, I won't. Yeah, you'll notice. You've seen me. I've had like, yeah. I love my good eccentric cups. I have an R2-D2 shaped one. I have my little bedazzled, my little one that makes me feel like an Olsen twin. Look, look, look. I'm a total Olsen twin.
No, no, you're not.
Yeah. You're not. Even when I did the yeah at the end? No, all right, one more time. No, hold on, hold on. One more. Look, look, listen, listen. Yeah.
No.
Whatever.
You're a beautiful gay black man. You're not, you're the antithesis of the Olsons. You might not even be the same, like from the same planet.
But look at the way I hold my cup with both hands.
Nope, doesn't
Come
work.
Come on.
Doesn't work.
Oh, look, that's me at the end. Hold on.
You look more like Beyonce.
Thank you. I'll take that. Okay.
Some of these water bottles.
Anyone shut me up. You look more like Beyonce. Okay, you're right. You're right.
There's just no Olsen twin comparison there. Some of these water bottles, I had no idea they were like $50, $60.
Yeah, well.
And they keep the temperature of the water better mm-hmm. than other bottles. So there's value there. There's practicality to it. But people really take pride in showing off their water bottle.
The most expensive one I own, I got for $28. So they can go up there. And
there's a girl that I met when I moved to where I call her Sherwin Megan
mm-hmm.
because she works at the Sherwin-Williams and Airport Highway, and she has like a little side hustle of personalizing or customizing people's water bottles. And now it makes so much more sense because I had no idea that people had so much pride in these pieces.
So like for, remember back when we started the show and I had the Secret Santa white elephant gift?
Yeah.
One of my big presents at the end because they know that I collect water cups. I know it's probably a weird thing, whatever. They made me a personalized one with my name on it and like Darth Vader on it, and out of the whole bundle, it's my favorite thing. Like I leave it at work and I'm just like, where's my cup? Like when it's not in my spot. So thank you, Alana. Shout out to Alana. Whoop whoop. And the maxi pad.
When you go to Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, or if you go to Target or Walmart, do me a favor.
Yes.
Walk down the water bottle aisle and see if you can't find a super expensive one.
I can't because I'll buy it. No, I really do have a... So I do... Maybe we should talk about that. I do buy water bottles. Look at me getting all itchy in the hands.
Well, I think some of the point of this article was that you have maybe one, maybe two, but one that you hold dearly in value, like your phone. Like, you don't leave anywhere without it like you wouldn't your phone.
I have... I don't even tell you how many I have.
Bring in your most...
Should I bring them all in?
No, we'll bring in your most prized one tomorrow. We'll do show and tell.
Okay. Got you.
When I got done reading this article, I was like, I don't have a water bottle. I use cups.
Nope. They're my adult sippy cups. That's what I call them.
I like it.
Yeah.
9:30 with the morning reboot on Q105. Next chance to win the $1,000 payoff. Get your national keyword from Rush just before noon.
Do the math. 1,000.